For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we really do try to bring you a lot of good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And a reminder, the Village Green is your resource for questions about your health and questions about products. And you can go through the website or the store on Cedar Lane. They carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including Village Green's own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Please join us next week for Kevin's discussion with Dr. Jeffrey Boone on the eradication of heart attack and stroke. Now, today's guest is Dr. Holly Lucille, and our subject is the double whammy, hypothyroidism and adrenal fatigue. We will start off first with just some news you can use. This interesting area of concussion, head injury, and even not concussion, but just bumps on the head, has certainly made the national press. We had a very interesting researcher and clinician, Mary Lee Esty, Ph.D. We've talked with her before about concussion and treatment, and she has a book out that's very interesting called Conquering Concussion. You really need to look at it. Healing Traumatic Brain Injury Symptoms with Neurofeedback and Without Drugs. She has a system that we've talked about as far as identifying what goes on in the brain with even a small hit, a bump on the head, heading a soccer ball, and certainly with concussion. And she's done some wonderful work with returning military individuals with TBIs, traumatic brain injury. And what we're finding is that the old thought that the only thing you can do to heal the brain is to give it time, that's not proactive. And there's more and more information and research that omega-3s, number one, are fabulous at helping the brain heal itself. They're anti-inflammatory, but also magnesium, zinc, taurine, alpha-lipoic acid, an antioxidant, B vitamins, especially folinic and B12, vitamin C, vitamin E, CoQ10, and the list is getting longer. So just wanted to give you that tidbit. And now go forward with our show with Dr. Holly Lucille. And we're very honored to have Holly here. I'm going to ask her to give you her connection, her website. You've got to see some of the work that she does and listen to what they're streaming on their site. It's very interesting. She's a nationally recognized and licensed naturopathic doctor, educator, natural products consultant, and television host. She is the co-author of Creating and Maintaining Balance, A Woman's Guide to Safe Natural Hormone Health. As an acclaimed expert in the field of integrative medicine, Dr. Holly lectures on a variety of natural health topics. Her appearances include national media programs and networks, including Dr. Oz, The Doctors, Lifetime Television for Women, Montel Williams, PBS's Healing Quest, the Hallmark Channel, and Discovery Fit and Health Channel. She is on the editorial advisory board of Alternative Medicine and Natural Practitioner and is regularly quoted as an expert in both consumer and peer journals. Dr. Holly, as Dr. Holly Lucille prefers to be called, Dr. Holly, welcome to the show.
Dana, thank you so much, and you can call me anything. Dr. Holly is what usually falls out of people's mouths. So,
well, that sounds good to me. Tell us a little bit about your site, the information and what you are trying to do, what your goals are.
Well, my goals mostly in this healthcare world is I want to put the dots really close together so that people can connect them and own their own healthcare. And when I say that, you know, I look at the word primary care provider or PCP, and I think when you turn that on its head, everybody should be primarily in charge of providing care for themselves. And so I know this is the sort of information age. Sometimes I call it the misinformation age, but I want to be in the business of facilitating understanding. I want people to have those aha moments. I feel like a lot of our ability to stay well and be optimal in this life is not rocket science. And if I could just help people really take responsibility, make great choices, understand that their doctors work for them, understand that, you know, the foundations of health have to do with all of the things that we hear and talk about every day, which is clean air, great water, good nourishing food. That's pretty much what I wake up for every day.
Well, and you do it so well. I know your website is Dr. Holly Lucille. For those of you that are listening, that's Dr. Dr. HollyLucille.com. And I think you'll find it a very informative site. I like the videos that you have and the interviews. It's very nice that we have this information, and I also liked what you said about the misinformation age. It's hard to sort through what's valid and what is not. And I always say if you listen to enough people and you do your own research, you'll come to the conclusion of who is just selling you a bill of goods, so to speak, and who's really giving you good, solid information you can depend upon. Now, our subject today is a double whammy, hypothyroidism and adrenal fatigue. This combination is my favorite subject because of that intertwining of these hormone systems, of these glands. And what I find interesting, Dr. Holly, is that the thyroid is better understood by most physicians, but not so much the adrenals. So let's get started. Talk to us about these double whammy conditions.
Yeah, I agree with you. And quite honestly, when you look at the whole endocrine system or your hormone system, I think the world-renowned endocrinologist Deepak Chopra says it best. You know, you touch one strand and the whole web trembles. The interconnectedness of this complete system, starting with, let's say, the hypothalamus pituitary up in your brain, and then just think about it. Any gland that you have is part of this amazing system, your thyroid, your adrenals, your pancreas, your thymus gland, your gonads, so your ovaries and testes, and everything is so connected. It is one of the most sophisticated interconnected systems in our body, and we really, when treating it, have to have a big picture mentality, I believe. But when it comes down to the double whammy, the adrenal thyroid axis is extremely specific, and it needs to be understood.
Well, I like the way you said that, and it's important, I think, for listeners. You know, we get on certain subjects, we stick to that subject, and I look at it like a map, and we can look at our town, but then that town is part of a county, which is part of a state, part of the country, and so it's good to step back and say, okay, here's what we're looking at broadly, and here's what we're talking about today. I also like the concept that deep in the brain, I think it's in the limbic system, is like the gossip line, the old telephone systems where the operators could tune in and listen. And that, the brain receives this information about what's going on. And what I understand, I don't know if this is accurate, but brand new information, that the glands talk to each other.
Oh, sure.
Not just through the brain. That's a slow system, that there are neurotransmitters on all these systems that are speaking, and it's kind of like a team that has cell phones, and they're on those cell phones all the time.
Sure.
So tell us a little bit more about that, if you can. I know some of this is new info for our listeners.
Sure, absolutely. Well, let's talk about, I mean, so your adrenal glands are your just to make it simple for our purpose here today, your stress glands, okay? And they're pretty much on the front lines, monitoring and responding to, unfortunately, I think in our modern day world, the multiple confounded, complicated stressors that we have. And, you know, your body is meant to take care of you. That's what it's going to do. It is going to compensate. It is going to keep you alive. It's all about survival for the most part. And in our modern day, really, most people are not sitting in a thriving mode where they're relaxed. They've got a nice balance of their parasympathetic. That's where you rest, relax, and repair versus their sympathetic, which is that fight or flight. Most people aren't in thriving. They are in survival. And, you know, we were meant to survive, certainly, but only for little spurts at a time, not this chronic, I call it chronic compensation, not chronic constipation. It's chronic compensation that happens. Our body is constantly going, oh, my gosh, there's a bear, there's a bear, there's a bear. And it's not a bear, right? It's you're sitting in front of your computer and you get an email from a coworker or your boss that's infuriating. You just missed a parking spot. You are in traffic. You're trying to balance your checkbook. You are upset because your teenage son didn't clean his room. There are financial issues, unresolved emotional issues, relationship issues. It's unending. And so what happens in that chronic compensation is that with your adrenals starting to, you know, certainly be on high alert, they get fatigued. They start to putter out. And both high alert and getting fatigued is going to disrupt thyroid function. When that gets involved, and it's a normal compensation, but chronically, you start to have signs of what I will just call hypometabolism. That means, sure, constipation, stubborn weight gain that you cannot get off, dry skin, maybe a swollen tongue, dry eyes. The list goes on and on. But it's poor digestion is a big one. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, thyroid, your active thyroid hormone is responsible for both aerobic and anaerobic metabolism. That's the gas pedal in each and every cell in your body.
Yes, well said. I'm listening to you, Dr. Holly. I am reminded that years ago, I took a course from Hans Selye, and it was in the latter part of his life, and the medical community spent his lifetime trying to get rid of his medical license because he dared to say that stress, which is invisible, stress on the body causes a physical change in the adrenal glands, and he proved it very elegantly with studies on mice, and it didn't matter. It was just too hard to take in. So every time I hear a description, I know that's who started it. And he's the one that came up with also type A behaviors in that discussion. But thank you. That was an elegant discussion, and what I'd like to do is continue this conversation in the next segment, and we'll go further and further with Dr. Holly Lucille. For those of you that have just tuned in, we're talking about the double whammy, hypothyroidism and adrenal fatigue, and I'm Dana Lake, your host for the day, and you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living. We are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads, it can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at MyVillageGreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. Please tune in every Sunday morning, and next Sunday, Kevin's going to have a discussion with Dr. Boone on the eradication of heart attack and stroke. That should be very interesting. Now, today's guest is Dr. Holly Lucille, and our subject is the double whammy, hypothyroidism and adrenal fatigue. We're honored to have Dr. Lucille on the show, and I think you should go to her website. There's a lot of good information, and it's just drhollylucille.com. So, Dr. Holly, let's keep talking about the adrenals and the thyroid.
You bet. So one of the most important things is that I think when people start feeling that protracted fatigue, the wired but tired, you know, people come home from their day or get done with their day, you know, I'm talking about stay-at-home moms as well, and they're completely exhausted, but they're tired. I mean, they're wired. They're wired but tired. So they've got this, it is so important to start to understand that your body is really quite brilliant. And when it becomes symptomatic, when you don't have normal rhythms, like your circadian rhythm, which is your sleep-wake cycle, that's driven by cortisol, and that's your number one stress hormone released from the adrenal glands. When things start to break down, I think it's important that you understand that you need support. And there are so many different ways and so many clinically studied ingredients that folks can support the adrenals. As you were saying, you know, you go into your, let's say, conventional Western reductionistic doctor, and sure, they might go, oh, yep, you have hypothyroidism, and here, take a little bit of this drug. We're going to try to get your TSH within normal limits. It's not, you can get a TSH within normal limits, and that's the gold standard of trying to understand thyroid function. But if we don't really dive in deeper to identify and treat the cause, I always ask myself, let's say a 32-year-old, otherwise healthy woman comes to see me, and she's got these symptoms, lab test in hand, oh, her TSH is a little elevated. That means her thyroid is starting to underfunction. Instead of just medicating her, I want to say, hey, why is this happening? Because if you identify and treat the cause and get to the root of what's going on, then you can establish normal function and optimal function of the body instead of just setting a person up for a lifelong of medication use, right?
Right.
And so I think that that's very, very important. And so usually you aren't going to be able to really thoroughly address somebody's symptoms and get them back to optimal health unless you start supporting the adrenal glands and start understanding the story of stress in their life.
You know, I'm so delighted, as I mentioned before, to have this conversation. I talk about the adrenals and thyroid as quite often what is low adrenal function gets treated as if it's low thyroid function. And as you said, it's getting to the core of it. And I talk about the two glands as if those systems are two people walking together. If the adrenals are the primary problem, treating the thyroid for low thyroid function gives short-term benefit, maybe a few weeks. But then it backs up because you have to, two people walk to the slowest person. And if the adrenals are the slow one, the right. thyroid fixing it is not going to change it long-term, and vice versa. Talk about some of the symptoms that people have if they have low thyroid versus low adrenal function so they can start identifying.
Well, quite honestly, they overlap. They completely overlap.
They
really do. I mean, I think the protracted fatigue, that fatigue where you feel like you got bit by a tsetse fly. and also, the sluggishness and as well, you know, and it's counterintuitive, but the sleeplessness, because what I call them inappropriate nocturnal cortisol spikes, and nobody has to remember that, but, you know, that cortisol does set your circadian rhythm, that nice little diurnal variation, that wave like, hey, it's up in the morning, so good morning, hey, great to be alive, can't wait for this day, and then it decreases during the day, and at night it allows us to go to sleep. When your adrenals are dysregulated, you can have cortisol spikes in the night, and that's why the wired but tired happens, and also that's why you wake up at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, not just to, oh, I'm going to go find a new position. It is eyes dilated, heart beating. That is that dysregulation, and so I know it's counterintuitive, but sleeplessness as well, but it's the fatigue. It's also immunocompromisation. You know, you can't seem to fight off anything. Anybody, the cold flu season comes along, guess what? You are like the canary in the mine. You get it. You know, you start your vitality. That's the word. Your vitality just starts to plummet.
And that is very well said. It's interesting because as you talk about symptoms, people are going to be given something to help them sleep at night. But that's not necessarily going to be restorative sleep.
Nope.
So what does someone do who is wired and tired, and it's clearly more adrenal but also affecting the thyroid?
Well, I think one of the most important things, and when I see a situation like this, I always go, all right, I want to support both. And this show will highlight ingredients, and somebody who does this really well and who actually talks about this all the time, you know Terry Lemeron.
Yes.
And amazing icon, I think, in the naturopathic world. But so, first of all, the one thing that I love to use all the time with people that have identified these multiple confounded stressors is a blend of adaptogens. And when I say that, those are plant medicines. Those are herbal medicines that if you think about adapting, you know, a lot of folks that come into my practice and we identify these multiple stressors, there's really no exit strategy right now. There's a lot going on in their lives. And if we can't have them walk up to the top of the mountain, first of all, they're too tired to do so, and become a Zen monk and allow all of this stuff to fall away, there's not a possibility. So let's supplement their lifestyle right now. Help them adapt. I call it grow their fuse. And so he's got a product, Terry Naturally, called Adaptra, which is exactly that. It is a blend of these lovely botanicals like ashwagandha and rhodiola that really help you meet everyday challenges. They can help maximize energy, relieve the burden of the chronic stress, promote muscle tone, revitalize adrenal function. That's something that I always put on board because I think that they are so helpful.
That is something that's so important in alternative complementary nutritional medicine, however we want to describe it, this adaptogen idea, because people are used to treating, for instance, in diabetes and hypoglycemia. It's basically the same treatment. Get off sugar, stabilize your blood sugar, support the with the nutrients that support the system.
Well, yeah, you said it better than I, because you know, those are great nutrients, but you're right, lifestyle has everything to do with it. You want to add definitely you want to drink water. Your adrenal glands are right above your kidneys, on top holes of your kidneys. We want, and Dr. Teitelbaum always suggests if anybody is going through adrenal fatigue, a gallon of water a day. And I know that sounds like a lot, but if you just put it in your way, get it in your way, and make sure you get it in your body, it helps so much. Keeping your blood sugar stable is just key. Having a little bit of protein each time, full of colors, stay plant-strong, nutrient-dense. Why? If you go a long time without eating, your brain requires blood sugar to work, and your adrenal glands are going to know, wow, hey, I got to do something. So it's an alarm response. They tell your brain to tell your liver to kick out glycogen so you can keep thinking. It's, once again, it's not thriving, it's surviving. And when we're surviving, we can't heal. We have to get over. So those lifestyle keys are really important.
Yeah, it really is. And the net effect of this, as our listeners probably have experienced, is that they have to eat frequently. And they get hungry, and then they'll run for, of course, the quick-fix foods. And this is because of the adrenal weakness. The adrenals get tired. So go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you're right on there, too. It's like people, when you have a want for energy, people go for, you know, sugary, nutritionally valueless food, and it makes sense, right? They just want to feel better. And then the other thing that comes on board is the medicated wake cycle, which is caffeine, you know,
yes,
which completely makes everything worse. And it's a slippery, slippery slope, because what happens at night then? They use, like you said, either a sleep agent and or alcohol to calm everything down, try to get them in bed, not restorative sleep, and they're off and running the next morning with a bunch of caffeine. So these things can help break that cycle.
And that's what's important about the adaptogens, is to stabilize the system, help the body help itself.
Yes.
One of the interesting, and Dr. Teitelbaum has been a long-term colleague. He is from fatigue to fantastic, is
yeah,
so excellent. When we look at symptoms and look at a person, the hypothyroid person is usually more flushed, has more edema in the tissues, whereas the extreme hypoadrenal individual is going to be more pale, hollow-eyed, thin, and thirsty, but they don't hold their water, so they're drinking and urinating. And I love this idea of getting the water in. And for some of them, salt helps, not for everybody. But what else can people do in their lifestyle to get that change rolling?
Well, I think one of the biggest things is to identify and decrease chronic stressors. You know, that email that you haven't written, that you wake up to, shoot, I got to do that, get it off your plate, make a list, start checking things off, the conversation that you need to have, the budget that you need to put yourself on. Go ahead and muster up the inertia to, and this is how I have people look at it. Let's say it's like a bank account, your health, okay? And we want to look at when people come and present to me in this way where there's so much fatigue and there's so many signs and symptoms of just hypoadrenalism at this point in time, hypothyroidism, really low vitality. We start identifying deposits and withdrawals. And the only way you get out of debt is you make more deposits than withdrawals over time. It's a long-term savings account, really. And so I start helping people identify, hey, what are deposits? Now, we look at it lifestyle across the board. You know, a lot of people have withdrawals within their relationships. I've had I saw a woman the other day, one a huge withdrawal for her was she was so, her vitality was so low, she had just moved in to a brand new, recently remodeled unit. And the off-gassing from the cupboards and the carpet was, she just couldn't handle it. She'd never been, quote-unquote, chemically sensitive in her life, but because she was so in debt with her health, this was such a huge withdrawal that she just couldn't afford, and it plummeted her. We had to get her out of there for a bit. And then as we started to restore her health, make some deposits, okay, clinically studied nutrients, her lifestyle changes, stress modulation, more parasympathetic activity. That's where you rest, relax, and repair. Where do you unburden? Then she was able to go back and, you know, regain her lease and live in that unit just fine.
very nice. And we'll keep this conversation going. Folks, if you've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm your host for the hour. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information on the double whammy, hypothyroidism and adrenal fatigue, from Dr. Holly Lucille.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember, Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane here in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday, and I want you to join us next Sunday for Kevin's discussion on eradication of heart attack and stroke. Now, today's guest is Dr. Holly Lucille, and our subject is the double whammy, hypothyroidism and adrenal fatigue. We talked a great deal about stress, chronic stress, fight or flight, the fact that people are wired and tired. I like that, the way that you said that statement, Dr. Holly. So let's keep the conversation going. How do people who are addicted to their own adrenaline get over this being driven by their stressors?
Well, I think one of the biggest things is that we need to do the piece of education that this is very addicting. I have a story to tell you. I had a patient, this is years ago, but she actually had to take a leave of absence because her adrenal fatigue dysregulation was so severe, and we really needed to put her in a place where she could heal. And she, you know, just she had too many obstacles to that process with her current lifestyle. And so she and her husband worked it out. She took a leave of absence. She ended up calling my office, and look, she was sitting on the couch, which is exactly what I wanted her to do. I didn't want her heart rate to get over 90 like this. I just, you need a chance to heal. Because it was, I mean, the stories. Yeah. So she called me and she said, hey, is this addictive? And I'm like, well, what do you mean by this? And she's like, is your adrenaline? I said, well, yeah, tell me what you're experiencing. And she said, I have never wanted to watch a horror movie in my life. And as I'm sitting here, because I told her, I'm like, rent movies, you do whatever you can, but you need to sit down, okay? He's like, I have never wanted to watch a horror movie in my entire life, and all I want to do is watch a frightening movie. Now, to your point, mm-hmm. she was complete. She needed that spark. She needed that fire. She needed that jolt. She was addicted to it. Isn't that amazing? I mean, that
it is. That's yeah, very just, telling.
Yeah, it just solidified to me. And so the biggest thing for me is to be able to give that piece of education that you're going to go through a withdrawal process. It might get worse before it gets better. There's going to be a letdown. It's kind of like a detox. You know, those receptor sites that are used to getting that adrenaline, that cortisol, the epinephrine, norepinephrine, all of those catecholamines are going to have to downregulate. So you get more into those inhibitory neurotransmitters where you can calm down. And it definitely is just, So the piece of education is very important, and allowing them to just have the time to rest and have the time and the permission. People don't think that they have the permission to actually hang out and heal. And I, you know, sometimes I'm a big advocate that I don't have doctor's orders. I call them, these are Dr. Holly Lucille's recommendations, because I do want people to take complete responsibility for their healthcare, for my recommendations, but for the choices that they make. Hey, if they're going to adhere to our program that we made together, that's awesome, and I'm going to do whatever I can to make sure that that is possible. But it's their choice, and so really giving them the permission. And sometimes I say, hey, doctor's order. You know, you need a massage. You need to get to a day spa. You need to take a week off of work. This is the only way we're going to get really this process started.
Yeah, it's so important, and we have such availability today of so many different services, massage, mini massage, reflexology, acupuncture, and I have them very close to where my house and office are, and I take advantage of those, even if I only have a half an hour. That half hour massage or footwork is innervating, and it relaxes.
Yeah.
You feel like a new person. So people have to choose what works for them, but it's not a luxury. Somebody once said, boy, you take advantage of these luxuries. I said, it's not a luxury.
Not
it is a necessity for my health, and it's about being dedicated to what's good for you.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think it's perfect the way that you put that, because if you just get it in, like break it up, I call it, you know, what I honestly, what's most important for folks is do what you can, meaning, okay, so there's a lot going on. Like, I'm a pretty busy person, but learn to break the sympathetic do loop, I call it, so that sympathetic fight or flight that goes on off time. And it's a great point, Dana, that you make, because it's never going to be the quantity. We're never going to get the parasympathetic activity at the quantity that we're going with the sympathetic fight or flight. It's the quality. You know, for you, can you slip into the foot bath, mani-pedi, mini massage, 30 minutes out of your day that's restorative? It's kind of like, hey, you know, we all have these smartphones that get drained in a half a second, and what do to fuel them back up? We plug them in. And it's just about these little places throughout our lives that we can actually plug in.
Yeah, I like that, the plugging in. I even keep with me little massage backings that you can put in a chair. There's some for the feet. So that if I'm choosing to relax, I'm also getting the benefit of, you know, some gentle massage, and it feels good. I've become dedicated to it and seen it as such a necessity. And I think it's hard. People are so busy. Well, when I finish this, I'll do it. And that doesn't usually happen.
Right.
So what we're trying to do is get people to change their lifestyles. And you mentioned in the first segment about this interconnection, that it isn't just about the adrenals. It's not just about the thyroid also being affected, and it can go into hyper mode, as we know, and then back and forth into low thyroid. and it can be pretty dangerous. But talk about all of the systems. You mentioned the immune system. Most people have no clue that the adrenals are so important to immunity.
Oh, so absolutely. I mean, I think that one of the things, if somebody comes in and they're really complaining of kind of getting sick all the time, the very first thing that I start to look for is their chronic stressors, because I know that when you have your I mean, those glands, those adrenal glands, over, they monitor over, and, you know, the body is so interconnected. It just really is. But they are responsible for so much, over, you know, 50 different hormones and our immune system. And, it, you know, you might think, oh, okay, well, hey, if somebody is immunocompromised, we're going to get them on a good probiotic. We're going to definitely make sure that vitamin C is up to stuff, zinc. You think about other immune-enhancing nutrients, vitamin A, and then also perhaps olive leaf. But you know what? The number one thing where I go to first is identify and treat the cause, and you get in there, and it's supporting those adrenal glands.
Yeah. What I like to describe for people is that when they're healthy, they're puffy like lima beans, but they actually shrivel up, which is what Hans Selye's work discovered, that they shrivel up like raisins, but they can puff back up if people get the protein and glucose control and the many nice things that you have been mentioning that are absolutely necessities. Go back on the water drinking again, and what benefits we get from that.
You know, I think water is so essential, and quite honestly, the benefits are they're numerous. One of the things, you know, people think that they're tired. A lot of times, they're actually thirsty.
Mm.
They think that they're hungry, and honestly, they're actually thirsty. And so, I think water is one of those things that is just so important. And without it, if you are chronically dehydrated, pain is worse. Your acne can be worse. You've got red, flaky skin. People get headaches more often. I start getting people hydrated. That simple thing of taking in enough water, and sometimes, you know, half your body weight in ounces is enough, but also sometimes it's not. I think especially if there's a weight loss desire, I pull people up to at least 3 liters a day. But stronger hair and nails, clearer, brighter eyes, weight loss happens. Your fatigue decreases, smooth, wrinkle-free skin, healthy scalp. I mean, I've seen it all happen just with water on board. And it's like, gosh, I mean, if you think about clean water, you know, it's one of those things where it's cheap. it's around. You know, I use the Berkey filter, and then I use, of course, glass bottles of my own. So I try to reduce exposure to those things that are going to be harmful to me. But it's amazing. And I notice, like, kind of like everybody else, during my work week, it's a little bit more routine. So my water is there and it gets in. And then on the weekend, I'm like, 3 o'clock on Saturday, I'm like, why do I feel a little funky? And I was like, oh my gosh, I have not drank any water today. And just like that, I can pop myself back up.
Yes. The book, The Body's Many Cries for Water, was an eye-opener for many, many people as to how water can treat everything from ulcers to depression by just consuming what the body needs. Dr. Holly, how do you tell your patients to drink water? Two things I'm interested in: how much, how frequently, surrounding meals, between meals, and also, what about the people that say, I feel nauseous if I drink water, but I can handle an herb tea? What are your guidelines?
Oh, we
there?
Do anything to get it in, and that's the beauty of the art of medicine, which is individuality, treating everybody as individuals, and getting to know how they're going to be successful. I think that, is, especially in the integrative, more comprehensive medicine world, is a very, very high priority for me, because when you go into a conventional Western doc and say, here, take this, and that's your health care, it's easy. It's pretty darn easy. You go, pay your copay, open that maybe pill jar in the morning, take your medication, and that's your health care. It's easy. When you are asked to stay on, you know, dose-dependent, maybe multiple times per day, clinically studied nutrients to start getting optimal nutrition through nutritional medicine, dietary changes, lifestyle interventions, it's a lot. And people are like, wait, what? I need to. And so you just learn what what is going to help? Is it the taste? Do you want to start slow? You do whatever you can. I do whatever I can to work with that person, arm them with the information, like, this is a deal breaker. This has to happen. So let's work together to make sure that you can adhere to this recommendation because it's so vitally important.
Yes, and it does take time, and that's what people are not as willing to do. They're willing to act when they're in pain, when it's acute, but the idea of prevention is what we're really trying to sell people. So we're going to keep this conversation going in the final segment. You're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host. And we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, folks. We will be right back after this break with more good information from Dr. Holly Lucille.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow-affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake. I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we do try to bring you lots of good information all about you and your health. Now, Village Green is your resource for questions about your health. You can go on the website and the store, and you get expert advice and information on lifestyle and supplements. Now, we're here every Sunday morning, and tune in next Sunday. Kevin will be discussing eradication of heart attack and stroke. Now, today we have been talking with Dr. Holly Lucille, and our subject is the double whammy, hypothyroidism and adrenal fatigue. And just a reminder for those who have just tuned in, Dr. Holly is a nationally recognized and licensed naturopathic doctor, educator, natural products consultant, and television host. She is also the author of Creating and Maintaining Balance, A Woman's Guide to Safe Natural Hormone Health. I want to give you her website. It's drhollylucille.com. So you'll find lots of interesting information on her site. Dr. Holly, we've been talking about the adrenals and all of the lifestyle changes and nutrients that can support good glucose control, maintaining healthy adrenals. Let's talk a little bit about the thyroid as well, and also some key tips for people listening as to how to achieve restorative sleep. So that's a lot to cover, but let's start with hypothyroidism.
Yeah, well, okay. So like I said at the beginning of the show, I think one of the most important things, especially if you've been diagnosed with hypothyroidism, we need to understand where the thyroid is like a relay race, okay? There's a lot going on there. we could do a whole entire show on the thyroid.
Yes.
Itself, as you know, and there's a lot of different reasons, especially in our modern day, of why it will underfunction, and our goal is to find out why, instead of just being medicated without thinking it through for the rest of your life. And so, first of all, the thyroid, I will say, is extremely nutrient-dependent. There's a lot of different things that are happening. Thyroid hormone is being made at the thyroid gland itself. There's transmission down from the hypothalamus pituitary. There's a negative feedback loop from the body to the hypothalamus pituitary. There's peripheral conversion to active thyroid hormone. And it's nutrient dependent. And guess what? Across the board, I see people being deficient in trace minerals, magnesium, which is needed, selenium at times. And so, you know, I get somebody on a comprehensive thyroid care support. It's just one of those things that, you know, it's kind of like, hey, a multivitamin for your thyroid. That's how I put it, because I like to cover any nutritional gaps. A lot of people are deficient in iodine. Iodine is the, you know, tyrosine stands for T. It's a building block of your thyroid hormone, T. So T1, T2, we don't talk about them a lot, but T3 and T4 we hear about. It's either 3 molecules of iodine or 4 molecules of iodine. And so if you're deficient in iodine, your thyroid is going to start to falter because it's not going to be able to make the hormone itself. And so, you know, once again, there's something called thyroid care, and it supports the thyroid. It completely supports immune and your metabolic function. It's got the building blocks, iodine and L-tyrosine, and so much more when it comes to your thyroid.
Yes, that combination is excellent. The T3 is triiodotyrosine, and so
right. It
tells you what's
seven times fast.
What's in it, the tyrosine, the iodine, and the other nutrients, the zinc copper ratio makes a difference in B vitamins. So these systems really are so nutrient dependent.
Right.
And as I like to remind people, that we don't inherit perfect enzymes and perfect systems. We all have some faulty genes, some gene variants, epigenetic changes. We talk about epigenetics on the show, and that over time, each generation with their exposures to modern chemicals, dietary changes, stressors, have actually changed the way their genes work. So we are running into a lot of problems, and the solution is to feed the plant and water it. What else can you tell us about thyroid support? And what's in the thyroid care itself?
Yeah, so, well, it's got the big hitters, definitely the tyrosine and iodine, which when people start to, you know, quite honestly, this is a great point. You know, people think, oh, tyrosine, you're probably not going to run into a lot of deficiencies there. But you know what I've been seeing, quite honestly, is because tyrosine is also utilized for all your amine hormones, so that means your catecholamines, that's your stress hormones, I actually do start to see a deficiency there. And whenever I put somebody on thyroid care, the particular supplement, I see them perk back up. It's like you said, you got to water the plant, feed the nutrients, and that gland starts to wake up again.
Yes, it's supportive to thyroid and the adrenal, which makes it so nice.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about sleep. What can listeners do? I like them to come away from the show, and they can do something right then and there. One thing they can do is sit back and chill out. You mentioned that earlier, and they can start drinking more water right now. What about sleep?
Well, all right, so sleep. First of all, it's your best medicine, I think, around. If we could bottle sleep, we could all take off to a deserted island and retire for the rest of our lives if we could bottle sleep. Everybody knows when they get a good night's sleep, gosh, everything is so much better. So we've got to establish that sleep-wake cycle. So number one is sleep hygiene. So getting away from all electromagnetic fields, turning the TV off, getting the computer down. Do not use your cell phone as an alarm. Get a Zen alarm. Get something, take that cell phone. If you need it for safety or what have you, that's fine. You can keep it on, but put it in the other room, maybe the bathroom. You need not wake up, because guess what happens? You wake up, first of all, you're getting that electromagnetic field right there, but you also wake up, set your alarm off, and there you have it. Somebody else is setting your to-do list. You've got your emails, your texts. You know, let's say something came through in the middle of the night. You can't help but look at it, and you're set off and running before you even establish your wake cycle. And your wake cycle in the morning needs to be your time. It needs to be your space. You need to be able to take a power pause, remind yourself of what's important. So it's all about establishing a good, healthy wake cycle and then increasing sleep hygiene. We all know from the studies, even the LED lights from alarm clocks can set off our melatonin, and that's going to disrupt our sleep. So cave-like, using earplugs if needed, white noise. There's incredible apps. Once again, I'm going back to sort of just contradicting myself, but get a white noise machine, an air filter, something that actually just allows you to have that sort of background noise where you can just drift off. And then it's not about just getting to sleep, it's staying to sleep. And so any partner issues or cat issues have got to be taken care of.
Excellent, excellent. I think you mentioned dark. If I've been told, and what I tell patients is, if you can't see your hand in front of your face, you may need to wear a mask. If you can't, if you don't have drapes that can block the light, because that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get away from the light, and natural societies, they go to bed when the sun goes down. So we don't
right.
do that.
We don't have any sun. We've got artificial sun 24 hours a day.
Yes, we do. Well, in this last few minutes, Dr. Holly, do you have any other tidbits to tell our patients, some tips that they can use?
Well, I think one of the biggest things that I'd like to just summarize is, you got to listen to your body. It is talking to you. And conventional Western insurance reimbursed doctors don't always have the answer when it comes to more comprehensive sort of chronic compensation done by your body. And it's best to seek somebody out that you can partner with and really think things through. I'm a naturopathic doctor. You can go to naturopathic.org. That's naturopathic.org, and put your information in, like your zip code, and you can find licensed doctors that will sit down, listen, partner with you, and help unravel perhaps something that's been building for a long time. I think that the third thing, there is always hope. Your body has a unique and instinctual ability to heal. We just have to be able to identify where obstacles to that process are and help remove them so the body can take off.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you, Dr. Holly Lucille. Thank you
for
being here.
It is my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us here on The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green, wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.